Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could speak to you for just a moment.
Today is the greatest day of my life.
What is that exactly?
Hello?
It's Friday.
I can no longer hold my tongue.
I don't do that tongue thing.
You should be excited about this.
Woo!
How am I excited about this and you're not?
Be excited! Be excited!
Okay, I'm excited!
All right, y'all, it's showtime!
Give yourself a little extra time to dig out this morning. Snowmageddon is over, but wow. Brutal onslaught. There may have been a trace of precipitation.
It's possible.
At least it got the rooftops white.
Hey, yeah. It was just enough to satisfy me.
Did it? Really?
Yeah.
I'm just surprised.
Happy. Nice little blanket. It wasn't much, and we can still drive and pretty much be safe, so I'm happy with it.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted more snow. But
I did want more, but if that's all I got, then I'm okay with it.
You know, as long as I can get the KFC, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. Ew. Hey, let's start off today with a Radio.com world premiere. You ready for this?
Ready.
You're going to like this one. Get ready to jam. It's a great Friday song. Kenny Chesney, It's Here and Now. You're going to turn this one up loud.
The first responder. Always there. Always ready. When the call for help comes in, they respond.
Back to you on the Wolf, First Responder Friday. And on the phone right now with me is Douglas, who's nominated his dad. Douglas, first of all, tell us what your dad does and what department he works for.
My dad is chief at Monroe Fire Department in Rockingham County, North Carolina.
All right, so you nominated him. How long has he been a firefighter? As long as you can remember?
As long as I can remember, I think going on 15 or 16 years.
15 or 16. How old are you, Douglas?
13.
13, okay. So he's been doing this for a while. Now, is anybody else in your family a first responder of any kind? Your grandpa or your uncles?
No, sir.
Just dad, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a volunteer fire department, so he not only works there, he's got more than one job then, really, doesn't he?
Yes, sir, he does.
Mm-hmm. What does he do on his regular job?
He's a highway patrol mechanic.
Oh, highway patrol mechanic. Okay, so he's involved with those guys all the time.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're glad you called and nominated your dad, Douglas. Chief Richard Wyrick, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, sir.
Look
yes,
at me. That public school education's working for me, isn't it? All right. So anyway, congratulations to Chief Wyrick, and thanks for calling, Douglas. We're going to make sure that we honor your dad all day today and on the website at 931wolfcountry.com, okay?
Okay.
Nominate a first responder now at 931wolfcountry.com.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 626 now.
I like that ending there.
As you
just like it.
It does. You do.
Thank you.
As you dig out from Snowmageddon 2020. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I found this interesting. You would think that if you were the child of Steven Spielberg, that you would be getting into some serious film stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, mm-hmm. What a door opener that is. Who's your dad? Steven Spielberg. Maybe you've heard of him.
Wait, who?
Yeah. So anyway, their daughter, she's 23 years old, and she was adopted by Spielberg and his wife, Kate Capshaw. She just did an interview with the Sun newspaper and told them, you know what, I'm doing porn movies now. So yep. She's making porn movies. She said, I really got tired of not being able to capitalize on my body. And frankly, I really got tired of being told to hate my body. And I also just got tired of working day to day in a way that wasn't satisfying my soul.
Gosh, talk about a millennial. Can't you call that a millennial? What's the one underneath us?
Idiot.
Yeah, that's right.
Gen X, ain't it?
She said, this kind of work, I'm able to satisfy other people. That feels good because it's not in a way that makes me feel violated. I just launched my self-produced adult entertainment career. Come get some.
Hey, you know what? She's still in the film industry. Good for her.
Yeah. Did you know? I was reading this because I scoped through Snapchat stories. And I guess she's engaged or has a boyfriend that's like 25, 30 years older than she is.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, yuck. Secondly, she also said she wasn't doing anything real deep in that category that she's now working.
Oh, she's just kind of got a toe in the pool there.
Yeah, like she doesn't want to actually do the deed. She just more or less wants to show off her goods.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. If I had goods, which let's be honest, I do.
Like,
but what you're saying is, if you were a woman and you had goods, you'd be showing them off.
Yeah, she just like rubs oil on her goods and takes videos of that.
So that's really all she's doing.
Yeah.
I put oil on chicken last night. Olive oil.
It was delicious, too.
It was great.
Hey, I knew this was coming. Sooner or later, somebody would do it. You know how people just try to find ways to sue a company for something?
Yep.
They sit and they think, how can I sue them?
Coffee is hot.
Yep. This guy is suing Purell because the hand sanitizer is tied. Because the hand sanitizer. Thank you. Because the hand sanitizer doesn't kill 99%. Of all germs.
Hey, good for him.
I hate the human race.
No, good for him.
He is suing Purell for falsely claiming their hand sanitizer protects against diseases like the flu and Ebola. Purell claims its hand sanitizer kills more than 99.99% of all germs. Now, do you believe it or don't you believe it?
I don't.
Well, what's happened is we built up this incredible immune system, and we're now using so much of this stuff that it doesn't even affect us anymore. And if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, we told you that you're much better off to wash your hands with warm, soapy water. You'll do better than that. And if you do use the hand sanitizer, you need to vigorously use a lot of it and rub your hands together for no less than 45 seconds.
Yes.
It's 45 seconds to 2 minutes. To get that, if you're going to use it,
things are becoming immune. Yes, I understand we had the flu virus, and we're still trying to figure out a pretty decent cure for that. But this coronavirus, that's a new one, popped up. Never seen that before.
Ain't supposed to do that.
Uh-uh.
Finally, how much time do you think you waste at work?
I try not to, but you know, there's the internet.
Usually between 10 and 1 when I leave.
2,000 people were surveyed to find out what the biggest time wasters were. Number 10, browsing Facebook. Number 9, printing off concert tickets. Number 8, booking a doctor's appointment. Number 7, checking menu of a restaurant you're planning to visit.
No. That's good.
Number 6, using the photocopier scanner for your own personal use.
Wow.
5, checking train times. 4, paying a bill. 3, checking your bank balance. 2, browsing non-work-related websites. You would think that would be number 1, but the number 1 time waster, according to the survey, was spending time checking the weather.
I just want y'all to know everything except for the train one I have done at work.
And continue to do today. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:37 now. At what age, how old were you when you discovered your favorite act, your favorite band, your favorite song that was played by somebody that just blew you away?
Does it have to, like, still be your favorite band?
Well, yeah. It's like, first of all, my question to you guys is, do you actually have a favorite band? Or are your musical tastes so broad and the playing field is so level that there really isn't a favorite band comes to the top?
I have maybe like a top three, but I don't know. I've always just loved different people at different points in time. So
right.
That's how it is.
Chase, you have a favorite band or is it just a multiple?
I don't know. I don't have a favorite band. I mean, you know, you have singers that stand out, but
yeah.
I have always been a song person. There are many, many individual songs that would go in my favorite song list.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was a child of the 70s, and then I graduated high school in 1980, but I was in radio, so I was playing all those 80s top 40 songs.
All the hits.
Yeah. So those songs are all in my mind as my favorite songs. But I don't really, if somebody said, what's your favorite band, I would be able to come up with an answer. For me, it would be the Eagles.
Mm. Oh, good.
Yeah, I can see that.
So they would be my favorite band. But this study pointed out something that radio research people have had a pretty good handle on for a long time. The average answer for when you discovered your favorite band at what age? 13, or roughly the seventh grade. And by the way, the average that people said they were first exposed to explicit music was 12 and a half. Now, when I was a kid, you know, explicit music was a song that had Damn in it, or it was Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Yeah.
You know, that was the big deal. Of course, the thing about today's music, especially the hip-hop genre...
Everything's dirty.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And I try not to get involved in my children's... My sons are older now. But I've tried not to get too involved in their music taste or try to steer them. You know, it's like if you like what you like, and I try not to be, one of those. Mm-hmm. But man, some of the lyrics and that stuff just drive me up a wall. My younger son, who is 16, loves hip hop.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
But he also likes country. He likes other music. He has wide musical taste.
That's me.
And so does my older son. And I don't know that they would be able to tell you they had a favorite band.
Yeah, I could like give you my stages, but I really think, you know, I was big NSYNC Backstreet Boys when I was growing up because that was the big thing. But really, I remember Maroon 5 being one of my main ones because they came on VH1 with This Love. Mm-hmm. And it was like early in the morning. It's like the first time I ever debuted. And I was like, I like that. Who is that? That's a good band.
Right.
And there it went.
Well, in terms of what influenced musical taste for most people, friends and radio were tied. They discovered either a new song or a new band from either a friend or from listening to the radio.
I thought surely it'd be your parents. I think that's where most of my musical taste has come from, both my parents.
48% said their dad, 45% said their mother.
Aw, I love it.
So anyway, that comes to that. My kids, if I really want to tick my kids off, I just start playing my music in the car real loud in front of their friends and singing along. They hate that.
I'd enjoy it.
Or I try use hip language.
Poor dog.
Don't use any hip.
My music game's on fleek.
No.
She's Alabama.
Our team is 93-1 the Wolf. Duh.
Yeah. So check it out. You can get involved and find out more about the Triad Chill Polar Plunge at the website at 931wolfcountry.com.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:55. That makes it good news story time.
I'm not sure if, I don't know if we brought this up off air or on air, but I'm an American Idol watcher, thanks to my husband. I don't know if you two are, but we did talk about the guy who was the first audition of this new season Sunday night.
Yes.
I am just seeing it everywhere, so I just want to tell people who might not know about it how precious of a moment this is. Guy's name is Doug Kuiker. He was the first person to walk into the three judges for American Idol, and they'd asked him if he warmed up because he said he was nervous, and they said he said no. They said, okay, go back out, go see Ryan, go get warmed up. They had a couple other auditions. They brought him back in once he got warmed up in the streets. And he started to sing, and you know, you're like, okay, I was really hoping this guy was going to really show us something, and it was kind of a letdown. And you could see the judges kind of laugh and snicker amongst themselves. So I'm thinking to myself, oh God, he's so precious. Like, please don't make fun of him. You just sent him out in front of a crowd to get warmed up, and now you're going to laugh at him for him coming back. Well, it totally changed because it ended up being really good. When they had asked him, you know, if he had any prior experience or you know, any kind of knowledge of singing, of notes and all this other stuff.
He didn't know anything.
He didn't know a thing. No.
He didn't know anything about pitch. He didn't know what key he was singing in.
But he was so blatantly honest about it. And you could just tell he wanted to be there. And they said, you know, well, why did you come? And he says, for my daughter. I want to show you can do anything that you put your mind to. And it was like, oh, tearjerker. So sweet little Doug. He's a garbage man. He says he sings on the back of the garbage truck. He'll sing in the shower, you know, the usual. Well, the beautiful thing about it is that Luke Bryan, if you don't know, he's a judge on there. He got up, sat at the piano and said, you know, pretty much said, sing along with me. So they started singing the song. and he would hit a note, and he would tell him to match it, and he did. And at one point, I mean, he just really started belting it out once that piano was going, and everybody was like, wow, he really is talented. It just takes somebody to draw it out of him. He had no idea. Yeah. So it was a really beautiful moment. I honestly, I teared up because I just, the whole preciousness of it all. And then Lionel Richie connected with him. I guess you had said something, Dale.
Yeah, because Lionel is from Alabama. Tuskegee, Alabama is where Lionel Richie is from. And this guy's from Mobile, Alabama. And I think he just, he's an Alabama guy, you know, and he goes up and gives him a big hug and tells him, he's got just such an unbelievable natural talent and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, there's no telling what that guy's going to sound like by the time they're done with him the course of the season. Yeah. But he went on to Hollywood. He's gone on to the next round.
It's just a matter of, they really took that few moments of time instead of just saying, no, you suck, get out. They took that moment and they spun it into something just magical. That was TV magic right there. And so it's a good little heart warmer. And like I said, he's not garbage. He's greatness. So.
I didn't watch the show, but I did watch I catch up on the clips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do.
And there was another kid on there who was pretty incredible. I'll show you the video, but I was blown away by this guy. One of these guys, he opens his mouth and it's like, wait a minute, is that coming out of you?
So much raw talent on this show so far this season.
I know, it's amazing. All right, 6:59 now. Jason Aldean, you make it easy.
Dale knows everything.
Good morning. Who's this?
Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good.
You're caller 20, so does that make you feel like you're doing even better?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. I'm going to ask him a question. He's either going to know the answer or he's going to make it up, and it's up to you to decide whether he's telling the truth or he's telling a big old fat lie, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, you're playing for tickets to Mardi Gras at Castle McCullough next weekend, and our subject matter today is all about the snow. Dale. A cold front can produce frontal what?
Frontal nudity?
No. That's it. No, that's not the question. I was hoping to get more of a reaction and trip you up. The question is, what is the snow capital of the United States? Now, I'll take just the state as the answer. You don't have to guess the city.
North Dakota.
Okay, North Dakota. Now, Mike, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
I'm going to say it's Colorado.
Okay, so you're saying Dale's wrong, right?
I'm going to say Dale's wrong today.
All right, Chase, what is it?
Oh, I was going to say Colorado.
Okay. Well, none of you are right.
Minnesota.
But, Mike, you are right for saying Dale was wrong. It is actually Washington.
Really? Okay.
Stampede Pass, Washington. It says each year has an average snowfall of 430 inches.
If you'd have given me about 47 more tries, I would have gotten it.
I know. All these options there. Well, either way, Mike, now that you know it's Washington, you still win your tickets to Mardi Gras, the Carolinas at Castle McCullough next weekend. So congratulations.
All right.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The
Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Losing my mind with Brett Eldridge. 7:34. What are the best and worst fast food dipping sauces? It seems like everybody has them now.
Yeah.
They're spread out all over the place. There's not just the common ranch anymore.
No.
And there's a lot of different types of ranch, a lot of different kinds of ranch. For instance, Ken's Ranch.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, God. Ken's is so nasty.
Those are awful.
What's wrong with Ken's?
Ken's Honey Mustard is not that bad, but the ranch.
The ranch is just plain, just, ugh.
So gross.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure the reason why a lot of people get it.
Start over.
Yeah, a lot of places get it is because...
I thought you said the reason a lot of police get it.
Yeah.
That they might. Is because you can probably buy it in bulk for cheap.
Ew. It's not cheap, though.
No, that's like one of the more expensive dressings.
It is. It's priced as a gourmet item.
Well, look, I got the best dipping sauces and the worst dipping sauces for you.
Can I say what I think should be on the best?
Okay, what should be on the best?
What's number one?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce. I disagree with you on that one.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, you and every other white girl listening right now are just,
now,
they're not happy with you.
Some of these are regional, so you might have to go and get them. Yeah. The best dipping sauces in the country just solely on flavor are Culver's Wisconsin Cheddar Cheese Sauce.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes!
Raising Cane's.
Yes. We don't have that around here, but their sauce is fantastic.
I think
yes.
I was able to dip a fry when you brought Chase food. I think you shared one with me that one
time. Gave you.
It was exactly. It was delicious though.
McDonald's honey mustard.
Yes.
And Whataburger spicy ketchup.
Ain't no Bojangles honey mustard on there.
No. That's pretty good, yeah.
So good.
The worst dipping sauces are Carl Jr.'s Sweet and Bold Barbecue, In-N-Out Burger Spread, Burger King Ranch.
What?
KFC Finger Licking Good Sauce, White Castle Zesty Zing, and Long John Silver's Cocktail Sauce.
Okay, one that was left off of there on the good list. I do like Zaxby's dipping sauce.
It's good, yes.
So good.
But they only give you one.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't like to share, and they're big, too, and they don't like to
Can
share.
You sub that? Can you take something off of a plate and sub an extra sauce?
Oh, you like, would rather get rid of some fries to get more sauce?
Like at Cane's, they offer coleslaw, and I can sub that for an extra sauce.
Yeah, no, if you do that, they'll give you more fries, because every time I say, I don't want the coleslaw, okay, we'll just double fries then.
All right, how about the dipping sauces at Cookout?
Honey mustard.
Yeah, I guess honey mustard.
They're buffalo, I think, is what I've gotten before. It's so good.
Well, you were complaining to me that some location gave you Ken's, and you were very upset about it.
Yeah, it was on the one on Wendover. So I was like, man, really? You want to fight?
Can we just go back to the fact that Burger King's ranch is on the no-no list? Like, I think that's the only dipping sauce from Burger King that's good.
I don't know. I don't know if I've had that or not.
It's so good. Okay, it's good on their French fries, but it's delicious on the original chicken sandwich.
I guess to each his own, as they
say. Yeah, you know, and that's what I started thinking. How can you really debate on this? It's just what everybody likes, their own preference.
Yeah, but you seem to think that everybody universally likes Chick-fil-A sauce.
If they don't, there's something wrong with you.
Okay. This is a prime opportunity. 680-WOLF, if you do not like Chick-fil-A sauce, please call us.
We're fighting.
Yeah, we're going to fight in the parking lot.
It's the Lord's chicken, and it's his nectar for the chicken.
Sounds really weird.
And I don't care. It's delicious.
For me.
Very strange. Wake up with the Wolf Show. We're talking dipping sauces. And, man, I tell you what, we have stirred up a little bit of a nest here. People have some strong opinions.
I'm glad we've stirred up nests.
About dipping sauces, you know? Go. Let's find out. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hello. No, I do not like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, me neither, man.
Dirty. Dirty birdie.
What about, y'all never mentioned about Wendy's dipping sauce.
No, those yeah, those are pretty good.
They got barbecue, and they got a honey mustard, and they got a ranch.
Yeah, those aren't bad.
Yeah, I agree. They're good. Good calls, man. Good calls.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay, do you like it or not like it?
No, I do not like it.
I'm with you, girl. I don't like it either.
I love Polynesian.
Polynesian is a good sauce. I got to agree with you on that. Yeah. Who has the best ranch?
I like Chick-fil-A's ranch.
Okay, Chick-fil-A's ranch. All right. Annie, what do you say? Who has the best ranch?
I don't know if anybody has the best ranch besides restaurants that make it
homemade ranch.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, what about East Coast Wings?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Oh, I forgot about that.
That restaurant ranch, ooh, man, is the bomb.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. No, it's not fast food, but you know, restaurants got good ranch. It's Logan's Roadhouse.
I love it.
Again, we just put it all under an umbrella blanket. It's restaurant ranch.
Yeah, it's not ranch.
It's ranch.
Ranch.
Got it.
Yeah. You eat ranch when you go to the dance.
When your hands get sticky, you wash them with a what?
Wash rag.
That's right.
Show 7:57 now, Nimrod News time. If you need a hint, let me know.
I need a hint.
I'm trying to decide whether or not you might need it. Y'all are ready. Let's head off to the land of law and order. All right. Here's your headline. Cops catch bank robber trying to get away using a cab and a bus.
New York.
No, I'm going to say California.
No, you're both wrong. It was Seattle.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
55-year-old guy in Seattle. He's 55. I mean, the guy's got to be desperate. He's getting close to retirement. He sees his retirement's not going to cut it, so he goes, I'm going to try to rob a bank. So he robs a bank this past Wednesday, and as the cops got there, they saw him trying to get away in a cab.
Mm-hmm.
Hailing a cab. He got in the cab. The cab pulled off. The cops followed the cab, as you do. And when he realized he was being followed by the cops, he had the cab stop near a bus stop and tried, and then he got on a bus. He actually got on the bus took off.
Yeah.
A few blocks later, the cops just pull the bus over, walk on the bus, and arrest the guy. He's in jail.
At least he's doing the eco-friendly thing and is taking a cab and then, yeah, you know, bus.
You're right. He wasn't out there wasting
his own car, gas, money,
emissions,
things like that.
All that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. All right, it's 8 o'clock right now. We're having fun here because today we're giving you another Radio.com world premiere.
Oh.
And if you're ready, and since it's Friday, this is a great Friday song.
Oh,
let's,
yeah,
do it right now. It's new Kenny Chesney. It's called Here and Now. You're going to want to turn this one up. Radio.com world premiere only on The Wolf.
Seen the skyline.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf show next.
Yes, right now, as a matter of fact. as I was saying, that's T-Rat and John Party, The Wolf, and Bigger Can Fix. 813, I've got a guy on the line right now who has some incredibly interesting information about a sauce that none of us knew existed.
I'm intrigued.
At a place that we all go to.
I've been every night this week for a sweet treat.
He says that Cookout has a special Cookout sauce. Now, is this a secret sauce or what?
No, no, no. If you go to Cookout and order the Cookout sauce, they'll give you like this. It's kind of like a combination of like that, zesty spice to it. It's actually pretty good. You might have to try it next time you go.
It's like a secret menu item, I think.
They open it, what, 11?
No, 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 no. They have it now everywhere. You can just ask for it and they'll give it to you.
Okay. All right. That's a good tip, man. Very good. We're going to check that out and get back to you with a review.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, bye. See you. Bye.
There ain't nothing that a beer can't fix.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf show next.
Yes, right now, as a matter of fact. as I was saying, that's T-Rat and John Party, The Wolf, and Beer Can Fix. 813, I've got a guy on the line right now who has some incredibly interesting information about a sauce that none of us knew existed.
I'm intrigued.
At a place that we all go to.
I've been every night this week for a sweet treat.
He says that Cookout has a special Cookout sauce. Now, is this a secret sauce or what?
No, no, no. If you go to Cookout and order the Cookout sauce, they'll give you like this. It's kind of like a combination of like that, zesty spice to it. It's actually pretty good. You might have to try it next time you go.
It's like a secret menu item, I think.
They open it, what, 11?
No, 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 no. They have it now everywhere. You can just ask for it and they'll give it to you.
Okay. All right. That's a good tip, man. Very good. We're going to check that out and get back to you with a review.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, bye. See you. Bye.
All right, bye.
So,
I see it. I looked it up online while we were talking about it.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
It's time for me to shine, baby. Let's do it. Five fun facts for Friday, because on Friday we'd like to kick off the weekend. Here's your first fun fact. Did you know Hawaii is the only state where McDonald's still serves fried apple pies?
Wait, what?
I used to love the fried apple pie. It had the little bubbled up on the outside. They were crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so what are they selling now?
They're baked. Big difference.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Very big.
Yeah. Still good.
Yes. Even though the Soviet Union hasn't competed in the Summer Olympics since 1988, it's still the second of all-time medal count. America has 2,500 medals. Soviet Union has 1,000 medals. They're still kicking around out there. Did you know Cher was once one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling?
Yeah, man. I knew that.
And now more people know who Cher is than the Righteous Brothers because I don't even know who they are.
Oh.
I probably know a song or two. I just don't know it was them that
they
sang
did.
It.
You Lost That Lovin' Feeling before Hall & Oates did. You Lost That Lovin' Feeling.
But so you don't know who Cher is?
No, I'm saying more people probably know who Cher is rather than the people who she first performed with nowadays. Okay. More recognizable of a name.
All right. All right. Well, moving on.
We want to start another poll here, get people to call in.
No, it's Friday. Nobody wants to think. Long Johns are named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named John Sullivan. He would wear them in the ring. Let me tell you, Long Johns on a day like today.
Listen, I have several pairs of long
underwear, base layer stuff. I don't hesitate to wear them when it's cold. I don't hesitate.
I really thought y'all were talking about Long John Silvers.
First of all, there's only about two of those left.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
I don't even know if there's still a Long John Silvers in the Triad.
There's one in Winston.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, see, there we go. I didn't know.
Didn't we say that they have some of the best fast food hush puppies?
They do. Agreed. Okay. Yes.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. The 9 biggest states have more people than the other 41 states combined.
Huh.
Those states are California, Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
How about that, huh?
Nice. Can people get out of NC then?
No, they're flocking in here, apparently.
They are. They want a little piece of paradise.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
All in here.
Going to climax.
Oh, God.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.